Our Father in heaven, who are grateful for the blessings that thou hast bestowed upon us. We are grateful for the opportunity that we have become a new together and forward for this dream. Please bless us that we might be able to make wise decisions and choices. That we will do the things that are best for all those that are involved. But help us to have our minds open and our understanding that we all work peacefully together. And we say these things humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Linda, financial report.
I'll make a motion. I'll wait for that to know what
they are. I'll second that.
We had $2,000 on the budget for water, what we've been doing on the water system, which looks beautiful for that. It's just amazing how much water is up there and how much the whole work has been done on it. We spent $3,900 on that, and we had $2,000 on that. On the water system repairs, we've gone $5,000, and that was that. We had allocated $2,000 in the budget, that's how we got to $102,000 on the total.
Last meeting, we had asked you to look specifically at 4 or 5 items.
Yeah.
To see where the money that comes from.
Yeah.
We talked about each of those and see if it looks like it would fit.
I had sent out an email. We talked about, one of those would be up the screen, but that's the extent since that has happened. We also did buy the DER trimmer. That money just went down. The scissors was another thing we talked about. And Ben is saying that he would like to work out trades for the one that he has for his equipment for next year. And that would be beneficial for the rich to do it that way.
Do we know what's included in some of you guys like water resources?
Water resources is what I'm... We have 2,000 allocated. You could do it on an expanded report, which I've never been asked for.
Well, that's what we've always had in the report, maybe. This is the first time we've asked.
And you did give us that. Okay.
Is there any reason why the unpaid assessments are included in the accounts receivable? Maybe I missed that somewhere.
Okay, well, so water resources, going back to that question, you had $2,000 that were in the budget for water, for the lower system, we spent $1,100 of that. We've also spent $500 on water training, which has been very beneficial. The upper spring we allocated $5,000 for that. Sorry about me to get some of the money from there, but you said you didn't want to do that, and so that was eliminated, but we have spent $2,100 on that. Leaf springs, we have $2,000 allocated. We haven't spent any money on that yet. However, on the water systems maintenance, which includes many different things, and I can go to a double expansion on that if you want to. $2,000 is what we have budgeted. $5,000 is what we have spent. $5,100 on that. On the water systems. And that would include wells and pipelines with a windmill well and this is the solar panel and things that you own over. Well, there was a pump or something.
That was the first time.
No, this is on this year's budget for Florida. And then, yeah, the upper spring pump, that's all on this water system because there's water catchment. We allocated $2,000 and we spent $39,000. That's where Larry's check went to on the water catchment and work that he did this year. Scholten's water system, water testing is part of that over at the university. Fletcher Drilling, upper spring, Home Depot, upper solar system, Wind Electric, that's Frank Edwards generator maintenance. NASA got us solar panels for that, one of those for that, and so on. So the cutter generator, the information that you got from Frank Edwards, and then solar panels. Those are all what added up to the 5,000. So.
I'm just trying to look through and help me remember the items that we made the decision on that we said we can do if we can find the money. So VR counter, and that's already been
purchased.
So that one's done.
And used very well.
Okay.
No, the cedar was one of those that...
Okay, cedar, and we've got a plan to trade that up.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there was money for the upper cabin water system that was donated.
And you had the $3,000 and the $6,000 on top of this.
Do you think Paul or some other things that we...
Those were the two that I had in mind. I know there was one more.
I'm sure you're happy.
I didn't make a separate report on those three children, I'm sorry.
Well, then you sent an email.
I did, I thought that
was... Right there. You can look in your sandbox. I can't see it in a minute, so if you find it as we progress through the meeting, let us know. And so appreciate that. I like the summary part.
But you would prefer to have an expanded summary?
Probably. I don't know. What do the board members think?
One of the complaints I have is too much paperwork stuff.
Yeah. I'm probably okay with this. I think as long as you can explain how to answer questions.
Okay.
But that looks good. Okay, next item on the agenda. Roads and fire protection. Jody, anything you'd like to discuss about any of those five or six items, please walk down through it.
I went over a list of the culverts with Brent, and it's the ones we discussed last time at the meeting.
looks like we're on the same page with the ones that he was talking about and the ones we were talking about, and I guess Paul knows about those anyway. And then Paul mentioned that there was a new one that we needed to add to the list, and I don't recall what location. Is it Broad Hollow somewhere?
Right in the Broad Hollow, pretty much in that section of the island.
At the end of the Broad Hollow.
Oh yeah, that is where that water washes the road out every year. So we just put some large rock in there and just let it flow through the rock. I mean, that would probably fill that up, and it might just hold in there.
I mean, it's not a huge priority. The set of culverts there, I think we could do some kind of drainage right there other than putting culverts.
I think that'd be okay, because it's not like a lot of flow. It's not like
it's only one time a year, too.
Elevated property environments, and so you can probably take care of that, some road maintenance, and some larger log material. And we talked about the one that, there's a couple of them that needs the culverts are okay, but we need like one set up to do something.
I'm going to talk to him to try and get some of these larger boulders out of the rock that and place down there, so that I guess the water flows at times both ways.
What about the one that's further north? That the culvert is okay, but we're just eroding away down to the pipe.
Right. I mean, it's a matter of getting that from him and seeing how many trips he can make.
Almost the same, I think, in...
This is on page 2 in your minutes from last meeting.
Just entrance to the Crawford Canyon area off of Meadow Canyon. I think there's another one in Crawford area as well. I wasn't sure on the location of that.
Yeah, the one in Crawford that we needed Steve to look at was another one that was there at... the new turnoff from Metal Canyon, I think you can do that with one of our new plastic culverts. But, you know, I don't think we need a real big one there, but...
Maybe coming down, and that's just a lot of water coming through that area.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to get that water to come down and go across back into that, and one on the one side, and then have it run down a little lower, cut it, bolt across.
So... to work on the culvert system and the broad Crawford Canyon come off from Meadow Canyon. Paul will work with Steve's on touching the two Coda culverts and the one in
Crawford. Pardon me. One that's part of
it. Was the first one with Brent? Is that the Heritage Crawford Meadow?
There's also been discussion about Alan coming back up to crush the rock for people on the ranch. And Paul brought up to me today thinking it would be a really good idea if we could afford it to have him crush up a stash for us so we can stockpile down there by the rock quarry now while he's here with the equipment.
Did he bring a crusher for 7 days and crush? Phil Hall hired somebody through LLC or contacted somebody through LLC to come up and run it off for 7 days.
And what's the charge on it?
I think it was $5 or $6 for the yard. That's just a crush. It then either you can have a yard.
Oh, it's supposed to be $10 a yard to the ranch every time you take rock out of it.
Plus $1 a yard for the ranch and $1 for the yard.
Mm-hmm. London
doesn't charge us anything to do that. They just
want to
know what's going out.
So what do we charge with the ranch?
$10
a lot?
$10 a yard. I thought we had to pay mining fees.
Yeah, there was a fee for BLM, and there was a fee offset.
I have never paid anything
to
BLM for that. They talked to me about it, but they weren't.
If we put it on our roads, it is. If we take it and send it off the ranch, or if it goes on private land, then there's going to be a yard just paid for it. Anything that's used on the roads for GSR, we don't pay anything for.
Well, I don't think that'd be the case. BLM's free use, that's the government entity. So, you know, county, state, and
wherever. I think county entity, no one has.
Yeah, on the website, in May of 2017, came up with a new policy for the gravel pit. On screen item number one is 1525. All gravel from the pit were used on individual private ground must be permitted through the VLM office and can have used on current and cost of 50 cents per cubic yard. Number two, all gravel from pit for use on individual lots must be permitted through PSROA as well, and further carry a 50 cent per cubic yard price. The house is recommending cost to state three grand. So, looks like there's a dollar yard, not even a 90 cent. Just to get out of the pit, and then whatever happens with crushing, whatever happens with crushing.
Somebody wanted to take it uncrushed. Native rock, then that's what the policy is.
Yeah, it looks like a dollar half of which goes to rebate, you know,
right.
For reclamation, because we're supposed to, you know, technically keep a little fund for reclamation, you know, for BLM recommendations to restore that area if we were not.
So if we're paying $5 or $6 to have it crushed, then, you know,
then a dollar or seven.
You know, deal with that separately.
That's kind of such a major ground. I just wanted to get a chance to be way more outlined. Three of us wrote this meeting, and this very part of wrote this up 4 years ago, so hopefully I don't know what's changed.
Gravel goes a lot further than just the gravel that they pull straight out of the hill, though, doesn't it?
What's the cost of the crushing tank?
Quarter, yeah. But it's at the sharp edges, so it forms a bed that locks together better.
On the standard, I'll tell you what we're doing. We used to do an inch and a half, and we're now going to three inch minus, so, and mixed down to fines. And the cheapest we've been able to charge a ton, which is about the same as a cubic yard. And what we're finding, especially if we've got some heavy enough equipment to roll it in and we lower behind the grader,
right.
Now that we mash it in, the bigger rock stays there and it's there. And so I definitely would not go down to half inch or three quarters.
Doug Eaton will visit with the commission on Wednesday night. He said there's a million measures, and he talked with your roadman, and Bert said he didn't especially like them, and so maybe that goes nowhere. However, Doug said that you're looking for other stuff, and I said they're fit there, and I had heard that pressure might come in. He said the county might use $150,000 worth of gravel over in that area.
Yeah, we're going to do it at the intersection of where the road comes down from Alton and the bench road comes over from Hubble.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're going to crush it and stockpile it for the county. And so we're probably going to get 3 to 5 years worth of what we need there.
Or something like $5.
Crushing the rock at Scootumpah.
What?
Who's crushing the rock at Scootumpah?
I don't know. Isn't
there a crusher there?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been working that for about 2 years. I've got their information, but I don't remember off the top of my head.
And, so
he
seems...
Well, he came out with his father-in-law, and there were people looking, they were talking to him in June.
I don't know that we have a lot of budget to... You know, if he crushed for a day and charges $10,000.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
How much are we into our 6 day for a long with now?
Something that, you know, the crusher's there, and if we can afford it, just stockpile it and put it to good use.
Yeah, with 6 day for Lumen and what we can.
For the ranch?
On the pit, right on Meadow Canyon, right? I think we're a good part into that already. So.
When I first started working at the area, there was a crusher there at the pit and it was being used a lot. I brought up an invoice here from 2007. It was $18 for gravel from the gravel pit. So, and it looks like it was 3 yards on that one. So, that was for sale. Now that's right after.
But that would be crushed gravel.
Okay, so that's right after I started working, but that money came to the ranch, and
right.
Like I said, I never paid any.
So if the ranch paid for some crushed gravel, and then we might sell for $10 a yard or $7 a yard.
I haven't done any gravel yet.
So if somebody's doing gravel, if they're going to crush the gravel, why don't you put it up for sale to the members at $10 a yard?
Well, he's contacted a lot of people through emails or phone calls to say, hey, I think it costs like $30,000 for this thing to be up there for the week.
Yeah.
So they have to make their money back.
In terms of stock pounding, though, you know, I bought 20 yards from Allen Seed, and he put it there by the gravel pit. By the time I got to it a week later, there was only about a half a yard left.
So check it.
So, in terms of stockpiling, you have to be careful, okay?
But as far as the ranch goes, there is a need down at headquarters from the house.
Well, that's what I think. Identify the need, and let's not stockpile it. What we need for our project, we call it that. Headquarters instead of. So I think for him to, let's say if he would crush it and haul it to headquarters where we need some, that'd be a good move.
And then that road down between cabins.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that road to cabin one's a little bit gnarly at the moment. Not as far as like where they're driving, but the sides and stuff are major. It might need some too.
So Paul, we've got some road money. Talk to him. Shoot us back an email what you think it's going to cost to do those things. I'm totally in favor of while he's there doing projects that we need to do. But I'm wary about paying to store stuff that may disappear on us anyway. Don't mind sending out an email of crazy ranch members to know that they need to contact.
Well, if we can get Ben, I'm just listening, if we can get Ben to put something on the website, just to let people know.
Might be better for rather than some people, I mean, 3 or 4 people, we get the different emails.
Right.
So that just means I can do it either. I can do the website thing, but somebody would have to go to the website.
We have to use that one out?
You should.
Well, things just need to wait for newsletter or be complicated with it. So, why don't you just send out an email, Linda, saying there's going to be some rock crushing take place. Or something. If anybody's interested, it may be a good time. Here's the number you call, Alan Steed. And there you go.
And Linda, maybe I can get the price that he's going to charge.
Yeah,
you can come out with it. Yeah.
And I wouldn't be in the middle of that.
I don't want to be.
Yeah, so I'd just say, here's his number. Call him, make arrangements with him.
Okay, so can I go back to this rock thing then? If anybody can see the rock thing, and we need to know how much we're only charging.
She lives on that road going up there.
Okay.
Well, we're not charging 50 cents.
We're charging $1. We just make a mess out of it.
If it's Navy Canyon's where it's been washed out, we're charging and whatever.
In reality, it's
we don't have any crushed right now.
Just call some of that now. Only an addition takes it to a car. Okay.
And over in Florida, didn't we decide the same ground?
Florida, for gravel there?
Yeah.
There was some discussion. I
worked with Brent on that, and he decided the same over there, but, and I wonder if that's really being
fair. You came from the product pit?
Yeah.
Oh, good question. You know, I don't know if you've ever classified that.
Well, I doubt if we have, but we discussed it in meetings and said that's what we were to do, so we may want to modify the website.
Yeah, but is the photo pit, I think the reason is that the photo pit is not on BLM.
Right, but I don't know that that means we have the mineral lease.
No. Yeah, I mean, no, I understand, and the people who still pay for it. The gravel pit doesn't say that it's the due policy of very generic, it doesn't say which one. All I do is definitely change one letter. Use policy for deer spring drain gravel pits to gravel pits, plural, and would be done.
Maybe you want to send Brent an email and ask him if that's what he recalls, because he talked to the folks directly about it.
Is this something
and we ought to check, ask Brent if he knows if there's a ZLM permit on that one, or if we have the mineral rights. Do you know, Dale?
So
we have the mineral rights. So, I've taken action for Vance to do some research on that. Is that good, Vance?
Yeah, fair enough. I'll get a hold of Brent. And Brent's over probably stop in the jail and I mean that there is a major compliance with what we need to know we have to do a little general checking.
Great. Okay, Jody, back to the list.
That was all I guess that I had on the road that I know of so far. I don't know about the ATV road status. And the next thing that was put on, I don't know if this is the right spot on the agenda it should be. It's just a miscellaneous on the lease agreement from Clarkson Investment to lessors, whoever wants to lease property. I was going to ask some questions about that. Is it the proper time?
Sure.
Okay. Just a couple questions on it, Gail. It was brought up to me by a member, so I said I'd find out for him. The little ad you put in the application guide, and we're confused, and the letter, there's also some documents you put down the store to hand out to people. Once people do agree to do your lease with you, are you still holding the voting for that? You're not giving them the property, per se, their rights to vote. You're still holding it. You're just leasing them for a year or two, and you'll still hold your votes, right? Okay.
I would pay the annual assessments and the taxes.
Okay.
Okay.
The other question I have on that, and I think that you probably already know this, but I'm going to ask you just in case you missed it, on your lease agreement. Do you have a copy with you?
Yes.
Okay. The lease agreement, on number 3, it says possession. It says seller agrees to surrender possession of the property when this option is signed by both parties. That doesn't mean that you're giving over your land to them, does that? Maybe it should be lessor?
They can use the 20 acres.
But agrees to surrender possession of the property. Are you
taking possession
just for the time of the lease?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we want to know.
There's a question on that. Yeah. Some would we allow them to make some improvements? You put in an RV pad. You cut a tree. To install a septic tank system. And our thought was that whatever they do, probably isn't going to hurt the land, and it would begin building them an equity that would encourage them to buy the lot.
Gotcha.
When and if they get money to do it.
Okay. So basically try and let them try it out and see what it's like for a while and see if they want to buy it.
Okay. Test drive the program.
Okay. That's all I have to ask.
Okay, Shauna.
Well, I didn't get the answers to Jody's question yesterday is when I picked it up on over the road over Dixie Hill, the horse bit. So I am working on that. And our activities for... Yes, the road going into the forest. We did have a little statement on there that said, check about the... It was from Al Cram about the old Ranger Pack Trail, where the horses were going up the trail around on lot number one. That has been closed off. I mean, it's been kind of overrun and everything, and so ATVs can't get through there.
What Val was talking about, it's under the Ridge Trail that the Forest Service built.
Right.
From the Iron Gate, both directions, 50 miles.
Right.
Right.
Beautiful trail, but it's going in because there's no, none of the horses or foot traffic. If that were used by ATVs for 2 or 3 years, it would probably have enough activity to establish and maintain the trail. So that's what he's talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
It's from the Iron Gate over to Hogan.
Okay.
Right.
So we want to just get permission that we can use ATVs on it to beat down the vegetation.
This
is the forest plan. How forest plan does it? They have designated trails in whatever area that they reign over, and if it's a designated horseback or hiking trail, to convert it into an ATV or OHMV trail is, like, really difficult. Not impossible, but really difficult. But if it's, like, we could present with an ask if they can do that for us, but it is, typically they won't.
What we would maybe find, each of the forest districts is supposed to redo a resource plan every 10 years.
They don't do it.
A lot of them aren't, and Dixie has gone through and done a lot of them, and so our opportunity to change things is when they do that, and there's a lot of opportunity then. And so I think if you follow
that. Yeah, typically they'll meet with you one-on-one if you show them what you're talking about, or if you just happen to get a forest ranger that knows exactly what you're talking about, they'll discuss it with you and decide whether they think it's a good idea to open it up, or they just typically don't like to open up new trails for different reasons.
Yeah, they're not going to discuss at all. I think the question, if you want to ask, is when is your next resource management plan update? How can we participate in it?
That's something.
We have a desire to see this trail's status be changed.
Okay. And Val was thinking that, he stated in his comments that a ranger was assessing the problem last fall. And he thinks we're going to do something this spring about a decision about it. So, this is the better answer. Yeah.
Okay.
Does anybody know what management office there is at?
Sandwich office.
I talked to this ranger when he came to the yard gate when I was actually going by. He said somebody's been ATV on the trail, and he was up checking out, looking for who it was. I don't know if he found out. I have no idea who was using it. But they did act like they were somewhat interested.
Mm-hmm. What I guess.
I talked to the ranger, Lori, 2 years ago. After we've been last week on the different items, I asked for some quarter value sites. Lori, they're 10 years old, and they're not worn out.
Recreational supervisor.
Okay, August 5th and 6th is the day for the chicks to do the activities at the ranch. It was the Friday night and Saturday. That's for the annual Olympics. We started out with a cookout, and for those that want to camp out, and come and camp out, even if they don't have, if they can bring the trailers or whatever, or camp on the lawns and the tents, whatever. And we'll begin early in the morning with our gym of breakfast and pancake eating contest. Okay?
All will be eliminated from that contest.
Oh, yeah.
So that should be something that we get out with an email or something.
Yeah, I know.
And maybe some pictures of last year's stuff. So that
we do have some more stuff on here. Pictures.
Okay. Well, there's like come out between
August 5th and 6th. The first weekend in August. In between the 24th and Western Legends. That's right, we don't really know. We can't help yet. Oh, alright, well you put a prayer in for that day, we pray for that weekend. Alright. Same thing, we'll have a list of the things that we're gonna do, like the night frisbee. I mean the frisbee. Frisbee golf, that's what it's called. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's great.
So, somebody do have a question? Anybody know what happened to the hay that we had at the straw up on the? Is it
on the shooting range?
Yeah, I didn't see it when I went by last night. Did you? Did
you? Around my house.
We're just taking back off again.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Okay, because there was something. There was something missing. Okay.
Well, they get mildewy after being out in the rain and everything. You went. Well, I guess it's not just shootout, right?
Yeah,
it
was a shootout.
Yeah.
Back. Okay. Anyway, that's all I have yet because we didn't ever get to finish the ATV 12. We do want, I will talk to Brent about that now that it's dried out, but we didn't ever get to do snow anything because of weather that went up and down. So we still may do a few mud activities, but I don't think we're, I think our snow activities were really shallow this year. It's kind of strange. But so far so good. So anyway, that's fun.
I
don't
know.
This one.
Okay. Yeah, you're on the side.
On the thing, I said nothing on that. Joe, you sent out a letter that there's a lack of interest there at the first time on it.
We can probably remove that from the agenda for a while.
Okay.
Now,
water system faults.
That was maybe in regards to cleaning up the rock at the spring. And the lower valve valve UAV.
And what's being done at the upper cabin of the vault? That's the 4,000 gallon tank under the ground.
I think the only thing that we should consider doing this year, unless we wanted to also create that pipe a little deeper to try and, you know,
go up the hill.
But, you know, other than any kind of work on that system, large flow on, work on the water, I don't want to carry
it. There's still ATV down that hill. Okay, yeah, and some of the pipes exposed someplace
there.
There's
some people to the right. Take some bigger boulders up there.
So we can probably take that one off the list. The lower valve with the TRV valve in the single block.
Well, there's that one where the TRV is, and then there's the other one where the cross. Well, there's that one too, and the one with the culvert coming up. Mm-hmm. That's the one that I'd like.
Are you taking the same tank item number 3 off? May I have a question about that? At the last meeting, you were saying that this should be called the upper spring collection vault because all knew what needed to be done for certification improvements, so that you should go ahead and do it.
I think where you changed the pump around and everything,
that's what it was.
Fine, yeah.
So that's all.
You just have to have water tested, didn't you?
Yeah. Can you guys want items 1 and 2 on?
Yeah.
Hey, just listen to me now. You say pulse 5 gallons a minute. And so the string has to put out there 5 gallons.
It's about 1,000 gallons during a day, and the tank in the morning is full.
I fill up at night.
It's almost like a perfect ecosystem. Pump 1,000, fill 1,000. It's working pretty good. It's almost good enough that up until noon, there's water running down.
Overflow. We'll just have to watch it in the fall and see if that continues to hold.
Well, I have a call with Alma Fletcher to see if we can leave that pump in that tank. Generally, we just left the pump in there.
It's going straight in now, though, so I'm sure going at an angle so it's not that hard to tell.
It's hitting like this, and that last bearing had so much pressure on it, it was just a matter of time before it burned out.
Could we reestablish the faucet down to fish pond?
Yeah. What's the situation there, Bob?
That's down by the pond. Since I've been there, it's never been there. I knew it was there geographically most. Barbara Russell said that when she flooded it, the cows came out. So it was, I mean, we'd have to build something to really kind of keep it in a pavilion. We could possibly run something up.
Well, even if we put 4 T-posts 2 feet away.
It was there for several years, and it's just good to wash your hands. Or
right. Clean fish.
Whatever other things are, I think. You know, where we have resources for 2 or 3 hours' time, we'd be well to.
Let's put an action item there, Linda, for Paul to do that.
Isn't the hydrant still there, or is it gone?
No, it's broken up. Oh, you know, when the tanks, when we start pumping water, half the day there's not going to be any water because it's not through the overflow.
Right. That's how the overflow versus right to the
tank. I'm almost positive.
Right.
There is a hydrant up by the tank.
We have to keep that locked for people. People yeah, wash their cars with it and everything else.
Right.
No, it's piped in, comes down from the top.
I was up there a few days ago. We were fishing in the afternoon, and I was out on that dock, and you could hear it going bloop. It was blooping up from that area.
Water.
Yeah. Water.
Yeah, you get that, Bob.
Yeah. Something else, too. And I didn't do it last year, and I kind of got cussed for it, but I had Thompson brought up some, they call them party loopers, right? They're little portable restrooms. So they're up by the ponds.
We can't afford one most years. Now there's two sitting there.
There's always been two.
Why two? I don't understand. Why would they there vacant 90% of the time? Because two of them.
When I came up here in May, there were two here. Mark Button ordered them last year, I think. Linda ordered them.
So the simple answer, though, is you've done two because there's always been.
Right. You know,
you would really need to go to the cross.
I don't think so, but
maybe they had a minimum to bring them out.
When you have a group, it's nice to have two. When there's usual, groups of people down there, it's nice to have two. Every time there's a vacant, that's why I didn't do it last year.
Last year
we
didn't do it.
You didn't have any? How happened?
I got one or two complaints.
Next year, let's just do one.
Okay. Do they ever have to be serviced for the next two?
They leave me a bottle of blue solution, and halfway through the season, I pour it in there and take a 5 gallon bucket.
Are they just there for the season?
Yeah.
Then they pick them up. How much are they a month, do you know?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
For two of them, that's 100%.
Yeah.
This one's from Greg Robinson.
Yeah, they're heading us a few.
I haven't seen it yet.
As long as we take care of them.
Are they going to be able to sit in the season?
Yeah.
You're a good shoot.
Oh, we did good. It's hard to slow down. It's almost that fence where the cows are. It's coming down. I wanted to talk to you about that. Inrest, of course, empty. We have cows now in that upper
reservoir is it? That shows how fast that goes out. I turned the water off. A big flow was going in there, what, about 3 weeks ago.
I was surprised to see it. Alex and I went out.
But somebody, you opened the headgate?
No.
It's a seepage.
The seeps right out, huh?
So we took out the upper well field. And Doug was asking about water, and I was wanted to ask you to see if we could crack that basement so that he's going to water now.
I've got lots of blue clay you can line that with if you want to haul it from Canal.
I got a whole mountain going
on. One end of it, anyhow. The city would probably pay you, too, because they like to keep growing that back so that people can see around the corner there.
Yeah.
It looks like there's still a fairly good flow of half
meat.
And the blue clay.
Yeah. I'll walk in again tonight and tomorrow and see if the hill's actually down.
And the cattle are in the upper end of the well field, and that's all grass. I think something empty.
Well, that's why the reservoirs are to extend the season. So,
well, is that thing? I don't want to enter that thing. Maybe if I crack it just a little bit and see if I can get some flow down back in the well field.
I think that's good. There's kind of the new half moon and the old half moon. The old half moon.
Well, as soon as he drops the new half moon down, all the water will go in the it and will not circle around the old half moon.
Somebody's home.
There's a little bit of water going into the half moon still, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
What is it, June?
Okay.
The red reservoir looks great. We cut a spillway through the dike to prevent it from getting higher. Also out across that 20-acre piece of land. That is impressive. Up near the big river, very attractive this year.
In fact, everywhere that I looked that we were going to see, 90% of it is...
You don't have to see, huh?
Beautiful green up in the Meadow Canyon area.
Yeah.
So that's great, the water that's coming in. It's still coming out of Bear Springs. And still coming under the Iron Gate, the Red Reservoir. But,
whenever the Red Reservoir is dry and empty or down a lot, I think we probably ought to do a little bit of work at the dam where it looks like it could just use a little bit of equipment work on the back.
I think if there's time, anybody to walk. The half moon, and the red reservoir, we should be able to identify where that water is coming out. That kind of volume of water coming out, we should find some wet spots somewhere.
I walked around those almost all of them, half moon, new half moon, the mid moon, the red. I wondered, seems to me that we probably ought to file on some water rights that we, there's a lot of water coming out of the, I can't remember what it's called there, but it's,
the old burn area on the,
yeah, right. You know, up in there, you know, yeah, and, I noticed when I was doing some research on water rights over there, like on the Robinson Ranch, you know, they have water rights filed for what percentage of the water they get that comes down the valley, just, you know, runoff. Actually have all that runoff coming down. It's actually going into places like the well field and stuff. It's somewhat unquantifiable, just like Willis Creek, the one that comes in. Our water right doesn't necessarily specify an amount. It just sort of, you get 50% of the water that comes down this, and the other rancher gets 50%, and then you work out the days that that represents. But we're actually using 100% of that water. And I think we would have a legitimate claim to file on that runoff water for irrigation purposes.
And we should actually file I found on all the rivers at one time Forest Service United, which would move up on the forest, where Bear Springs comes on our private land, there should be a pilot. Where Crawford comes on our private land, there should be a pilot.
And you think they'll give you half?
Well, no, we should get 100% there.
Right, because there's nobody there to support us.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying in this other land, so they each got half. We have saying, oh, you can't use that water out on the road, so you've got to let it run down the...
Bear Springs.
Bear
Springs. We can help sort through that.
But I would invite others to contribute to your list so that some final decisions can be understood. I don't know, Dirk, if you want to talk about the Better Canyon Springs now or later in the
last slide.
We've wasted a lot of time and effort on the utilization of Better Springs. And one of the things that really should be out here more than some of these others is we have worked to do the PDR on the spring. Hired Joel Myers to do that. And states with Buggy Bill to get the final readout on that. And I just thought I might share with you these two folders. But there's another folder here. This is what goes on. This is Bill Meyer. So there's the Bill Meyer stuff that's been happening, and these aren't the same thing to try.
Okay.
The last letter that came from the state says they received his letter and so forth. They have now in writing agreed. Martin says, I reviewed the information and prepared a concurrence paragraph and sent it to the Division of Environmental Quality in St. George. And he will not, the whole thing cannot be finalized until plans and specifications, the review letter on it. I don't know the status of his plans and spec review letter. As a result of that and all these other things, I went to the engineering firm, asked them for a bid on the next thing that's required on the Meadow Canyon evaluation. And they sent a letter that tells that they would do the on-site evaluation, the preliminary topo on waterline design, they would do spring development plans, they would do spring design waterline, feed the cabins, and topo. I was extremely pleased with the bid that they gave us on all of this at $2,800. I think they gave that bid at $2,800 for all this because I had bids similarly from Jim Engineering in which they had told us that they would do basically this. This is Tebow Engineering there in Connecticut. And I'm a man about going out and doing this.
$2,800
is from
Tebow?
$2,800.
How much was from Jim?
$2,800.
Oh, both of them
did. Thank you. I told Tom that we had a bid. And that's it.
Okay.
But I think they're, they've broken down how much the different engineers will spend on the different phases.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally think that it should, in fact, be done. And that's why I said in the budget, we had the money set aside for it. And I think we need to go ahead. If the board, however, doesn't want to get off of ourselves and get the move forward. In addition to this, I have bought and paid for pipelines that would either go on our easement that we asked for that could be fed by our own well and water systems. I strongly disagree with that possibility. But it can be done. It should be fed by the Meadow Canyon Springs. And I got the map that we talked about a couple months ago when the resolution was approved for us to go ahead and do some of these things. We've been wasted. And after Jody said,
you know, would you clarify for me the name, the actual printed in the capital state name for that spring? I know you and I talked about that. What is the name of that spring? Is it Meadow Canyon Spring or Meadow Spring or?
I call it Meadow Canyon Spring.
What is on the paperwork?
the yeah. work he has isn't going to
I thought there was a specific name for that that was filed. No. And there was some question.
The water right number.
Yeah.
It's going to be a number.
Number, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, I've got the water right number. And I can give you, when Joel, Jim Engineering did it, I think he established, he gave them a name, a number.
Okay, that's what I'm
saying. And recorded in solid state.
Right.
Yes, there is a name and number.
Okay, so there
is. And it's on the report that I gave to you.
Okay.
We've already scanned it, sent it anyway.
It's in on the site. We're referring to it on the
site. Scanned it in, but it's incomplete and it's not usable in its old form.
I think there's kind of maybe some confusion, and I'll seek to clarify it if I can. Dale wants to hook in some lots that he has near Metal Canyon. We have a policy in our owners association that if lot members want to ask for some water rights for their lots, if they're entitled to 0.45 acre feet per lot. If Dale wants to do a private system and seek to get his water rights from the Metal Canyon or the Metal Spring area, build a collection box for whatever it takes to get up to that amount of water rights for those lots that he's using, which will be a very small fraction of our water rights that we have in the metal to do it. I think we can give him permission to do it and an easement to do it. And he doesn't need to get any more permission from us than Phil Hall did, or the Podunt system, or the Pipe Spring system, or Jody Acres group on their own. They're on their own. We're not going to regulate anything other than they don't use. That's one option, I think, for you to say, Dale. And we could make a vote, and we could report that, and you could have the confidence to go forward and do your own system. What was made before was a combination system that would satisfy both Dale's private water rights and our owner's lots in the neighborhood, and the upper cabin system to strengthen that, in which there would need to be some coordination, some cost sharing, some joint evaluation process. And I think if we're going to move down in a process, then that's going to, you know, come back to either the water committee, you and Jody jointly recommending something to us, or an agreement where those things are in confidence. If you've got a signed agreement, then it allows you to move ahead, and the association will then know what their costs would be, or their options, or the points in the process that they would have a decision to ratify. Want to keep it simple and just do your own thing. If the association wants to reimburse me so much of my cabinet system, if you do a group thing, then I think it's going to come back to some level of group participant agreement. And so I think it's really your call as to how much you want to go.
Well, I think you've explained it very well. One reason we got the 80 acre feet at the well field was because we had agreed in our bylaws that every lot is entitled to a 0.45, or about a half a foot. So that 80 acre feet down there would serve 160 lots. But that means that none of it can be used for irrigation then. Some people are fighting for their own water right, which is really a nice way of going. But that isn't up to DSROA. DSROA's commitment is that they have a half acre foot. And the only place that's going to come from right now is basically out of the well field allotment.
You may still attempt for a new appropriation as you make one. We'd like you to make a file for a new appropriation if you're obligated to transfer some of the SROA's water rights.
If we filed out of Bear Springs, for instance, we might get out of Bear Springs 2 acre feet of water, and that would serve 4 lots. And we should move that way so that we have that flexibility. Same thing out of Crawford. If we could get the Crawford Springs, we'd probably, I would imagine, that we might end up with 5 or 10 acre feet of water over there that would serve a group of lots over in that corner. The Meadow Canyon Spring has the capacity to do, what is it, 120 acre feet, which would be a big enough commitment for a couple hundred lots. So that was one of the reasons that we filed like we did, is so that the membership could. And then when it came down that I couldn't drink all the water out of Meadow Canyon, and that other lot owners were going to be cheated, that wasn't the intent over the years, and still is not today. The spring needs to be developed, needs to be of culinary quality, and it needs to be put in the pipeline. So that right now it's been running down one jut for 30 years. That is a terrible waste of good water. If it's put in a pipeline, or we could run a sprinkler system where it could be available for multi-faucets, then it just makes good sense to me, and that's why we asked what we asked for on it. And so anyway, that's where we are today. Pipeline is up there. Midsummer we should get started putting it in. And it would go in an easement that you and board members have approved. Whether it's fed out of my well or out of the Meadow Canyon Spring, I'll be shocked if the membership or board see what's happening and encourage it instead of spending a lot of time fighting against it. So anyway, pipe share dirt in the system. I really think that the TIVO should be encouraged to go ahead and do those things that the Division of Environmental Quality in St. George are waiting to see.
Well, that which way? I
think. Can I step in here for a moment?
Well, I want to ask that first.
Okay.
Do you want to do it as a combined group effort, or do you want to do it as your own private project?
It depends on whether there's cooperation. If there's positive input and purpose, I've always felt that way.
So you want to at least explore that option?
If there's...
Is there a water committee?
If
that's what I want to say, yeah.
All it is somebody there wanting to critique and criticize and stop everything that's happening. I don't want to be part of it.
Okay, Dale, we had no objections to the committee that was together before. All we wanted was a plan. We didn't have an objection to what was being done. We wanted to have a plan of what lots it served, who wanted the water, all that. So if you want to go this route, again, let's put the water committee back together and go through this and try to get it done as quickly as we can, and that way by the summertime you can go ahead. But let's get together and determine that from the water committee first, to know where we're going with it. We need to have a scope of the project to know what we're talking about. I don't think there's anybody saying we don't want it to happen. We just want to have a plan and know what the scope is to have it happen.
2 years and actual, I have no idea what is it going to cost, what's it...
Well, that's why, well, I think that's what we're going to help you with, that we wanted to help with it.
I don't need your help.
Well, okay.
All of it was negative.
But It wasn't negative.
Your letter wasn't negative?
We can address that later, Dale. I don't want to take up more time for that.
Saying what the world is.
Okay, but you had a few minutes to talk. Now, let me have a few minutes to talk. My letter might have been negative towards you, it wasn't intended to be towards you. It was a matter of we want a plan. We'll talk about that one-on-one. That's what we're meeting about. But this is an association asset, the water there, and I think it needs to be done to the members' benefit. And if that means that you get to do your thing too, that's great. We'd love to do that. Everybody should have a share of that water, and you're right. So I don't see why we need to hold it up. If it takes 2 to 3 years, well, you don't send a man to the moon in a year either. This is a big project.
Let's just say this again. Let me cut to the chase on this. If, Dale, you want to move forward on your own project, you don't have to deal with this aspect. If you even move forward on your own, and later you want to offer to the association a chance to participate, then you would know all of those answers, and the association could. And on the other hand, I would say, Jody and Dale, I don't think to have an agreement, you need to know what all the costs are, but you probably need to know what the principles are.
Yes.
You need to say, okay, we're going to agree that this is how it's going to be designed to serve these needs. You know, I can list it out. Well, when it comes to participation, the association should pay half of the development of the spring box, and you should pay half of the development. And the association should pay half of the pipe cost to where it skis off to, breaks to their tee and goes to you. And you could also, within the agreement, say as we get the engineering and bids, yes, are deemed to be excessive for either party may choose to not participate. So I think you could still have an agreement that laid out the process and gave everybody some comfort, even though you didn't know the details. You know, would be more important than the details, or the association would probably have to have some points at which they would say, gee, you know, we thought it would only cost $10,000 to do a spring collection box, and they're saying it's going to be $50,000. We can't afford half of it, so we'll probably have to say no. I think a simple agreement that addressed how we were cooperating and what our goals were, who would do what, and when decisions would be made would be fairly easy to put together if there was an atmosphere to do so.
I could do that with you.
And I think that would all include this in the original resolution that we've worked on a budget.
It was a little vague. Let's go over it again.
The program would be honestly done. The cost would all be on the table. There's nothing going to hide. Water cannot be hidden. It's running down now. It would be running down then. So everything is positive and moving in the right direction, except some had not thought about it. Did not know where they were going, and now they want to advise us what we should do. I'm happy to go either direction. For right now, Dirk, I think to move forward just on a private individual basis, and when the DSROA wants to participate, they were not asked to put a dime in to begin with, and they're not being asked to put a dime in now. Go ahead and pay this and get the other claims point. You folks, your claim does have about $2,000 invested in the overall project because of the payment to Jim Engineer. You do have an investment in it the first time rather than take time now to argue why didn't do that. And it will be listed in the future when we decide it's a joint effort.
And this, if you go on this project on a private, does that mean that you're applying for your own water rights under that Meadow Canyon Spring too?
I think what it means is the same thing we've told everybody. We'd liking to apply for new water rights, for a new appropriation.
Okay.
If he's unsuccessful with that, we're obligated to allow him to take 0.45
mm-hmm.
ESR. And I would say I wouldn't even require an official application, but it would probably be a question that you could ask the Division of Water Rights if they would support. I say no.
I wouldn't go that way. The reason is that mean that I've tried to steal water from SDSR only land, SDSR only water. There's water still there. So if I were to file tightly on that water source, I think it would be a total.
Well, it's going to be a private water source for you. We're either going to transfer part of our water rights to you, or you're going to have your own. Either way, they're going to be your water rights.
Yeah, it wouldn't be any different than that. We went out and got our water rights for Leaf Springs. The board permitted us to do that, so you should be able to do the same.
That's part of the diversion.
You
how come?
Totally appropriate. And that's all I'm just asking, you know. Is I'd like you to make a determination if a new appropriation is possible. If it is, that would save us from having to show an abandonment to existing uses, which is going to be a fairly significant thing that I'd like to avoid. And so if you could just simply evaluate that.
Filing on new filing at different points of the version. That's what we've encouraged. So if you have one file on here, there's no confusion between that.
But even in Jody's case, there's a perfect example. That was not a new point of conversion. And they enlarged the water right by giving her the water right in that string. I'd rather you see if you can do that. They may say no, and 98% odds they will say no. I'm just asking in the 2% cases, they might say yes. We'd like you to at least ask.
Sir, why would they say no?
Because it would be considered fully appropriate. No extra water there.
It's already considered that, or we're just assuming that?
North of Utah is that one. If I go in Kanab or Johnson Canyon or anywhere, Bear Springs is the only area I know of that new appropriations have been allowed. So there's a determined amount of water in the drainage, and if it's fully appropriated, meaning it's all been given to somebody, the state's not going to allow a new appropriation. You're going to have to buy an existing appropriation.
Even though it's a new spring. Even though it's an undeveloped spring, same thing?
Yes.
Okay.
And so it may be just on paper.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe
right.
a stream puts out 10 gallons per minute.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 3 and somebody else has 6.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe just one owner has 10. If you go and say, I want a new appropriation there, then they may say, heck no, that's fully appropriate. Because Meadow Canyon was recently redocumented and gone through all of this, they'll likely say, that's all appropriated. You can't get any more water out of that spring. You've already ratified this 4 years ago and said it was fully appropriate. If in the event that they will get some, great. Because what happens if they don't, is right now, let's say we've got 80 acre feet of water, right? And it's showing a use on so many acres of irrigation. And now we take 4 of the acre feet, let's say, to do some lots. 4 of the acre feet to do 8 lots, or maybe 8 of the acre feet to do 16 lots, whatever it is. They will come back and say, well, that equates to irrigating 6.5 acres.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to show that you're no longer going to irrigate that 6.5 acres. And there are various ways that they do that. I'd like to try to avoid that if we can. So that's why I'm just saying. We have an obligation to abandon an existing use in favor of giving it to a lot owner. If that's their request and we have no other choice. That's what the water rights are for. But
if they can appropriate new ones. That's our event. And there have been a number of new programs.
That might expand the water. Take it for if they granted it then, right?
If it's possible. Like I say, it's unlikely.
But
is there no harm in asking you that?
Well, I don't know. It's a chain, and see, the problem is, if somebody is not using their water, for a period of 5 years, somebody else can get the receipt.
Right.
And if I file on water rights in Better Canyon, and it could be proven that no water irrigation or anything like that at their own years, it could be damaging to our water rights.
But again, that's all of our argument for a new appropriation. You have a weakened or damaged the water rights in any sense.
Right, that's good.
I had this right here, not that.
And you may not want to transfer water rights until you have a hookup. You know, that's fine. I don't have an opposition to that.
That should probably be the first step that's done to get the appropriation, try and see if they approve the appropriation.
Well, I don't agree with any of that, but if you can do it on your own, we're going to tell you, here's your blank approval. We want you to do this, but if you can't, go ahead. And we're going to give him approval to move ahead.
So we need to make a motion for that?
Yeah.
I don't want to make a motion.
If he's going to do it on his own, he's not going to come back here every month and ask for future permission.
Now, see, it's still an association asset, and I just can't see that happening.
It isn't. He's got his share of it. It's like everybody else. They're entitled to it. Everybody's entitled to it.
If the spring is on their own property, yes, I agree with that.
No.
It's on their own property.
Everybody's entitled to that water feed, no matter what, where the property is.
But where they get it from is determined by what spring is available, or if they're doing it well.
Over in Tri Canyon, there are some clients that wanted to use some water rights over there. We have very limited water rights over there in DSROA. And they've applied for an application or denied new appropriation, and we're going to be giving them some association water rights. Closest one that would be to them, or something that the state of water rights would agree to take a transfer. This is certainly the closest water rights, an easy transfer, because they're going to be connected right into it. So, this has been done many other times. Change the rules and it's done a new game for this.
Can you identify the members that in Tri Canyon that went for water rights today?
Yeah, I can.
I don't know.
I don't think you will, because there's only about two lots that are far enough over in Slide Canyon that they're actually in the Mill Creek drainage, and this is one of those lots. He lives in Florida. I can't remember his name right now. No, I'm in the 304 or something like that. And so, we only have one water right that actually is down on that. But that's in the far corner of the ranch.
Oh. Well, 305 would, 304 would be the bottom of my lot, too.
So that may be, and you want to join in on that? Yep. There are three lots there right now that I know they're trying to look through in a combined lot. But in any case, if he wants to make claim on his 0.45 acre water rights, and he wants to work his system, we're not going to get involved in that other than to say, that sounds great, go ahead. Or any liability associated with it.
Right. There's no money spent now, that's frustrating.
So we already hashed that through again pretty thoroughly last month. And that's why I say it's a clear-cut path. Dale decides on his own to do his own thing,
we'll move forward. Well, Dale wants to do a combined thing. And in the event of a combined thing, kind agreements, we have to have tie into all of the system because it's going to be a liability for us. It's going to be a system that we have ownership for, tight operator requirements, and so forth. And so we both are on the other one.
Be on your boat.
Yeah, I want to make a motion.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
I make a motion that we allow Dell to just go ahead and finish his thing he wants to do on his own. And then make it, and then if he ever makes the proposition to the board, then we take a look at it to hook into his system.
A motion's been made. Is there a second? Yes.
Without the idea of pronouncing it, what you said, Vance. I missed you guys for about 10 minutes. I'm hearing you fine on this. Is that any better?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just curious what
I will summarize. It's the exact same thing that we allowed Jody's group to do on her own last meeting. It's that we do not have any oversight, any liability. It's his own issue to move forward with. If in the event that we do a combined system, we have a joint oversight, we have a liability, we have a financial responsibility, and we therefore have a joint role in planning and moving forward. We're not furthering this. We, the association, are not furthering this proposal. So it's not up to us to choose which one of those paths Dale wants to go down.
All those paths involve using Meadow Springs as a source, correct?
They do.
Okay, I just want to be clear on that.
Yes.
Before you vote, can I
well, we don't have a second yet. So we're not at a point of voting and or calling for discussion on the motion. So I'm going to declare that the motion dies for the lack of a second here shortly. Is there a second?
I would second it, but somebody was trying to test a conflict of interest.
Well, what I would suggest to you, Dale, is that you declare that it doesn't prevent you from voting, but it is something you probably should declare.
Conflict of interest, not in reality. Our use of that water does not...
I wouldn't go into a lot of detail. Yeah. I just simply declare that you so conflict.
Okay. I recognize there is a potential conflict, and I second the motion.
Okay, I'd like to call for discussion on the motion, and the first thing that I would like to suggest is that the motion probably needs a little more to it than what has been offered. Apparently that Dale hooks into the Meadow Canyon stream, that he takes care not to have any negative effect on the balance of the water rights. He seeks for new appropriation, but be entitled to a 0.45 acre feet per lot of DSROA water.
Okay, shall I add that to the motion?
If you're willing,
I have to restate it.
You can just say that you accept those amendments.
I accept the amendments because they're very forthright. Very.
Do you use in the second as well, Dale?
Yes.
Any other discussion on the motion, Vance?
Yeah. take a few minutes and tell you how this is all explained to me by Barbara and by John Davis when we bought our lot, how the 0.45 works. And some things I've confirmed on my own, visiting water rights for the ranch. What was explained to me in a nutshell was that the ranch still has a master water right. It used to be 89-1234, which has since been segregated up and chopped up and changed around. And now it comes to 89-1422. Those are the water rights that you have.
I'm not breaking up.
Hey, Ben?
Yes?
Call me on my phone. You're breaking up.
Well, he's okay most of the time.
Well, he can talk on both that way, and we can maybe okay. Can you call me on my phone?
I'll talk to you today. Better now. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, and I could probably address that, Vance. That works in your lot area, but it doesn't work in many of the lots. And so... Let me give you a little history. We actually used to sell lots, and we actually used to give a water right by deed with each lot. But the biggest problem was the non-use issue. So rather than deed out a water right every time a lot was sold and then risk it losing it for non-use, the bylaws were able to stand as sufficient information and confidence for any buyer to be able to know that if you buy a lot right now, you're just going to get your deed for the land, but by virtue of your membership in the association, you're entitled to, when you're ready to claim it, your water right, and also by virtue of your membership in the association, you're entitled to the membership rights. So we also stopped issuing the membership certificates.
Okay. Anyway, it was further explained, and it made a lot of sense at the time, we gave her 0.45, and it's still written up with the our PCR that we need to change it, and we need to change it. That you claim that 0.45 when you're ready to close your whole well on the book. Okay. How do we reconcile this? Number one thing you guys do need to be aware of is that 89-1234 or 89-1259. Don't forget, that's an ag water right. It has no year-round use.
Right. There's a conversion process that the state will use, which, again, all falls back to the reasons why I would suggest we look at a new appropriation first.
For nails or farming?
Yes.
Yeah, that part of the issue. That's what I'm trying to get.
Well, that's why I've amended the motion to state that.
Okay, so the nail, are you going to segregate or are you going to make them apply all over again?
We're going to ask that he seek for new appropriation first, and if he's unsuccessful, then we're going to allow him to take DSROA water rights, which I don't think we would have any means of preventing any lot owner of doing such.
Well, of course not, as long as they do it, you know, in the prescribed way, which is
right.
Necessary.
Exactly. So I think those are the processes that we'd allow him to work through.
And I think there's some documentation floating around on the table there that's been around like the...
I don't think so.
I heard the maps, you know, Neil talking about maps and stuff earlier, but I think it's stuff we've already talked about.
Yeah, no documentation in front of me.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out what, you know, like I said, was explained to me completely differently by two different females. Like they had John David Farmer. The intent was that people drill their own individual well, not,
well, and in many in many areas of the ranch, wells are the most, and maybe the only methods to get water. But areas that do have streams, we certainly would not require that. Exactly, which is why I amended the motion for such.
The Johnson is tied into our system, which he pays for. Could he claim that as his 0.45 acre feet of water?
I think we could look him in the eye and we could say, you've got your water. If he said, I don't want to be on your water system, I want to drill my own well, then I think we would be obligated to meet that requirement for him.
They just proceed on, and that's developed that way, and whichever way it happens. How do you control 4.5 acre feet of water, or 0.45 acre feet of water per person? Because I know that on the top of...
Jody, it's going to be lot by lot, application by application.
But no, can you measure it?
Absolutely.
You can.
The state has a whole science that takes care of this. And in fact, they will require that.
Once the system is in and we can tell how much water is going everywhere.
Appropriate to build the system, to drill the well. In order to drill a well, you have to have a permit to do so. You have to show where you're getting the water from. So there's a system that we don't need to reinvent for that.
No, we just want to know what the outcome is.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you've already appropriated water yourself with the state.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not asking how much the state will appropriate for. I'm asking, once the well's in place, how do you determine? Like, okay, here's a question for Dale, and...
That's asked theoretically, because Dale's not doing well.
This is something different. If there's a, okay, let's say theoretically, once we get that, he does the project, and puts up an 80,000 gallon water tank on the top of the hill or whatever. Mm-hmm. How do we determine how much water is used for one lot member to know that if another lot member wants to come in and use that water as well, that there's still going to be water for them? How do we know that?
Number one, if it's not our system, we don't worry too much about it.
Well, we're on association water, though.
Well, but no, if we're concerned that there's overuse, let's say that somebody has put in a well, your neighbor puts in a well, and it causes your spring to dry out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would mm-hmm. be then a conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would be, you'd go to the state, you'd say, hey, it looks like my neighbor's using more water ice than I think they have, and it's having a negative effect on me. What the state looks at is uses. They look and say, okay, it's connected to one house. They're not going to go in typically and measure how many gallons are going out every faucet, but they'd say one house, average use of one house, we deem as this. You're watering how many acres? Okay,
mm-hmm.
So many acres in this climate zone is going to equate to this much water. So they're able to look at the uses and pretty well
be the average.
This is what amount of water they must be using in order to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it goes further than this, and I've actually maybe only seen this one time, where the state could actually go and say, we're going to put a meter on this well. And we're going to come and read it, we're going to lock it, we're going to look at it. I mean, you've got to have a pretty highly contested legal battle before that would happen. I've never seen it, only in one case, and it was with, multiple users using wells in a very arid situation. So there are processes that manage those kinds of things. We don't need to
We don't do that.
To worry about them too much unless we feel like we see some abuse. Then there is an agency that can step in, or the association can step in and say, you know what, your hose has been running down the creek bed full tilt for the last several days, and we think you're wasting water, and it's having a negative effect on drying up our streams, or it's doing something else. But I think what you'll find with their streams is that we're going to have a hard time showing that you use anywhere near the state's requirements. They're entitled to a 0.45 acre water right, and unless they're doing a lot of private irrigation, which most people don't, there's no way they're going to use that. And so, if we start seeing, for example, say, Val Cram's lot, where he's actually got quite a bit of acreage there that he's got some grass in and some water growing, those would be areas where we would maybe have to say, oh, is there something going on here that's inappropriate? But unless we see concern, I don't think we need to develop any new process to address that, because they're all very well applied and can easily be reported by anybody, and the state will regulate as needed. So I don't see a lot of concern.
And for example, some were involved when all the lots were issued with no water rights, when we decided to give water rights, and when we had water rights to evaluate within the guidelines of our state. They've been in the water business for 150 years. They've got a lot of subdivisions, a lot of developments. It's very clear what some of the guidelines are and the rules and regulations. These same things were used in Deer Springs 20 years before most of the people bought and even became involved. So we've still got people, you know, Vance has got information from people that weren't even involved when these things were discussed and decided upon. And that's okay, but I think they're out in left field and, you know, will not hold up if we get into a crunch.
Well, or their information works well for the lot in question.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that go into developing water rights and how we plan to do it at Deer Springs Ranch over the last 30 years. And I think that those same guidelines will be what we will end up living with as we move forward. The other thing, as we begin developing and utilizing some of the water, everybody will get a lot smarter on what these laws are and how they come together and how this system will benefit everybody. Those who don't even have a lot in that area, the ranch will be extremely benefited by this water right and the development of this water right and the utilization of the water that is actually flowing out of that area. Nobody's going to drink enough water to contact the thing at all in one way or another.
No, I'm just concerned about future people.
I know, but are there people that you're concerned about that
no, the water,
the
water
just leaving it open?
Well, you know, it's the same thing that was stipulated to us on the Leaf Springs one a couple months ago when Dirk made that announcement. It was really nice. That, okay, we can use it. We've got, there's a water right that we have between four of us that we can use what's allotted to us, and as long as it doesn't interfere with the first water right, which is just agricultural, not culinary. So we can use that as long as we don't dry it up. So what if we had, and I agree with what they did 2 years ago, what if all those 20 people on the top of the hill wanted to access that water and there wasn't enough left after the four of us took ours, and of course we wanted to leave the water for agricultural, that was never a question. So what if they sold their lot, what if they sold their lot and somebody wants the water, because I did a survey then to find out how many did have a need then or how many wanted then, because that was requested to do, and that was a good thing to do.
So now I'm asking, is that the same thing on the top of that area?
How many people are in that area, though, that are 20?
But in Kinsler, it was like 60.
Let me answer it. Those people may have to, in fact, someday also draw on this lot. So, because if every lot wanted to use the water right that's there, and
there's not
that
enough.
Spring's probably not enough for all of the lots, we would probably have to say, look, state, do you agree that we could transfer some of these water rights from Metal Canyon down, and they want to put a well down here to pump out of, because that would be how they transfer the water rights in the lower aquifer. Or they could put a pipeline that whole way, maybe, but it would probably be cheaper in that case to put a well. We may, in fact, have to transfer those water rights there from Metal Canyon.
Because everybody
would
be able
to help them do it.
Right.
So,
no, we would not. Not to the pipeline.
No.
And then they'll have to have an obligation to give them the water rights. Yeah. Right, exactly.
And Jody, if you take that those things, understand the history, where you're going, how you develop it, what the state would require, you'll have a lot more facts in 10 years.
And I think the main thing, and that's why I amended this motion, to add the exact same thing that you have as a requirement, that the development is done in a way that doesn't have a negative effect on the springs or the balance.
And it's done to the water, Department of Water Standards for Utah.
Our concern, and we didn't add that to you, nor them. We're not involved in...
regulate that, not us.
Oh, I thought that was in our then statement.
That's not. It's your private system. I mean, it would probably be my advice to you that you would want to do that. But we're not going to inspect it. We're not going to have the liability for it. We're not going to deal with that. You know, so that's up to you. Just like any other lot owner. Just like the Phil Hall system. I don't know if it meets state requirements or not. I'm half suspicious it does. But that's kind of up
to ours doesn't have to meet that either, you're saying. That's,
it does.
That's not how I understood that, but
that
thank
was not
you.
Given as a requirement in the motion, I'm pretty sure. And that's a lot of the discussion that we talked about was that we either have joint participation, oversight, liability, financial risk, or we don't. And we wish them well. And our only obligation is to help them with their water rights and to hope that they work through all the system snares that are out there to work through.
So it would be my suggestion that if there's a development on the well site and preparing the well site, or the spring site, the ranch participate in that. So that there is always going to be access to that part of it, even if we have to pay for their piping and so forth and whatever we use. But at least we would have access to it if we help with the development of the well site.
Yeah.
And that would protect the ranch and further down, so we wouldn't have to know we got to develop our own.
We've tried that for...
That's not working, so we need to decide to help go.
And he'll eventually move that direction. I can guarantee you...
Yeah, because people are going to want
moving, members, whoever may... start studying and helping out, they'll find that we're moving in the right direction. They'll give 100% support to the overall program. The fact that the problem is some of my kids don't understand the water and they can't agree or disagree. There are members that don't understand, and so some need to do a lot of homework. And I think they can do that homework and watch what's happening. I would just clarify one other thing, that the spring, the leaf spring, is a very different water system than Meadow Canyon. And I'm not going to tell you how, because it's immaterial at this time. But it is very, very different than the Meadow Canyon spring. And
I would like to hear that discussion later.
Let's go do it now.
No, we won't do it now.
You could destroy a leaf spring very easily by digging through the clay layer that it forces it out. So it'd be pretty impossible to do that to Metal Canyon
But we haven't had that survey or the PER done on that yet, so we don't.
So that was our concern there, is if you got in there with a piece of equipment and you just started digging out to put a collection box and you weren't astute about paying the attention to what forces the water out to the surface of the tunnel, not in a flat valley,
right.
That you could actually permeate whatever causes it to be forced out, and you could lose the whole
thing. Things can change. The spring in the middle of Slide Canyon on Deer Springs property has been running more than it ever has before, and it's like with the one down on the BLM has dried up completely. Uh-huh. So there's nothing coming out of that one, but there's a lot of water coming out of the Deer Springs one. So that, I mean, that varies back and forth, because a couple of years ago there was nothing coming out of the Deer Springs, and there was a lot of water coming out of the lower slide, or the BLM slide canyon. So that's obviously changed for some unknown reason, you know.
I'd like to call time on this discussion, because we're now at the time that we should adjourn and ask for a vote on the motion that's on the table. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All in opposition?
Aye. And should Dale be voting? Because it doesn't really matter, does it?
He can vote.
Because there's conflict.
Okay.
Are you taking my check? Is this place available for this Meadow Spring committee?
There is no committee. That's the whole point of this. It's nice that we discussed this, but it should have been discussed with the Water Committee and then brought forward. We would have had to send it out.
I called time on it because I called time on it.
Yeah, this is after. This is after. I'm just saying. We need to go forward here. We're not.
Next item on the agenda there, Dale. Well, what about this decision on this?
Rob Johnson.
Yes.
Well, what?
Rob Johnson.
$30
a month for the water
hookup. I would look for a recommendation on that.
Who set up the fee for $30 a month?
Well, we're not. The problem. We're not trying to evaluate the fee. The question is that he has made a request to the board that we.
You want me to explain?
Sure.
However many years ago, Rob Johnson bought into the city. It worked, I guess, when it hooked, the name was hooked up. But in the last few years, they really kind of struggled getting water down. This is long before I was here. Last year, the tank was down for a bit of the summer, and he had a board. He kind of struggled with water with the tank. Anyways, he bought into it, he's been paying, and I don't know how the $30 came up a month, but it's just for a few months in the summertime. My recommendation is, you know, and I feel bad for Rod, because he comes up here with his horses with no water. Right now, he's got water.
Okay, so let's get to this.
My
paying $30 a month, 12 months a year?
No.
In the summer.
Okay, so 6 months a year he pays $30 a month.
Right.
Some of the time that he paid for it, the water wasn't actually there.
Right.
I didn't charge him when the water wasn't there.
Did he pay original hookup fee at the beginning? Then his water should be in no charge.
Well, there's two fees. Any of us pay a hookup fee and a user fee.
And then he pays a month.
That means everybody hooks up to the water.
Pays for to help support the maintenance and the ongoing.
That's for like a maintenance fee.
Yeah.
The problem with the water is that if the tank gets below a certain amount, his water.
Right. We understand there's been a problem. Just simple things, sir. Let's get. The fact of the matter is, he pays about 6 months of the year. There were some months that he did not have water. Linda's saying she did not charge during those months. However, he's asked that we also give him a discount because of the inconvenience of that.
This is me. This is my recommendation for the good faith.
Okay.
I motion that we do that and give him a great discount. Did he ask for it?
There's been times where, and I didn't know this, the first year I was here, we'd go through water, the tank would get down to a certain level.
Water,
he would run out of water.
If he's bringing livestock up.
Okay, well, let's have a dollar amount motion.
How many? Is it two summers?
He's not asking.
It's just the way
of
his business.
So $360.
Did we
wait
to see last summer?
No.
We
waited.
Well, let Linda answer this question.
Well, we might because there wasn't any water. I didn't charge him because he wasn't all
of last
summer.
That makes good sense. There was water and we didn't charge.
Yeah.
This year there is water and we charge.
And we're thinking for the inconvenience of him not having water last year because he has livestock, that we should maybe give him a comp of something. Some kind of
How about the 10 years before then?
Yeah, right. I don't know. Well, I think it's a good faith gesture myself, too.
We did that when there was a problem until we figured out what the problem was, and then we had the water system down. But when he contacted me and I worked out water,
I say don't do it unless he asks for it. Because if he's not discontent with it, why stir it up?
Well, he spent a lot of money this year. Getting a pump and getting a siphon deal so that air gap doesn't happen when the tank is low.
That's smart on his part.
Yeah.
Will that benefit other members as well, or just it's just on his line?
I think that's good. That was a wise decision. I think he should just wait unless he really needs it or asks for it.
Right.
That's my own opinion. I mean, it's good to be helpful, but we still need money to take care of the maintenance. So unless he really has a problem not paying.
I'm waiting for a decision by the board.
Could move that we build him for his water use this summer. Other water companies actually charge a year-round maintenance fee.
Standby fee.
The standby fee. And, yeah, we're trying to invent new programs when they're already established, I think, well, in many ways. So I think if we're billing him whatever the fee is, 6 months, that we'll get smarter in the future, we'll go to some 12 months. Because Paul has to maintain the system on a 12-month basis.
Okay. Silver, is your recommendation is what we should do?
Question's been made.
Motion.
Is our second.
I made the motion.
Bell made the motion.
Oh, Bell made the motion. I'm seconding.
Is our discussion on the motion. Call for questions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Do we have the capacity to deliver him water this year?
Yeah. That's the reason the tank was down last year, as we realized.
All opposed?
Hi.
Okay. I would say we definitely want to be conscientious about giving him good service in the future. So our, judgments to him by being vigilant.
My phone.
I hadn't understood before. I thought that we built it for months, but we didn't give him water. Well, I certainly would have agreed to credit him for it. But if you've already credited that, I think that's probably adequate. Okay. That's all of Dale's issues, yes?
Yep.
Agriculture. Okay, fencing plans. I've been on a full court press with Taylor Button all spring. I hope that he'll be up there in the next week or two. He's promised me that he will not put another job on his schedule in front of us, but he's struggling to finish some jobs that he currently has.
Providing him some posts.
He's going to use cheese posts. Are you thinking posts that we already have wood?
Yes, posts.
I think that'd be good. Yeah. Okay. So I'll tell him to check with you, and I'm sure that he will credit us for any materials that he can.
There's just a handful. My guess is you're gonna need all of them to do the fences.
I'm thinking you're gonna do the fence with the fish box.
Right.
And so
So, use your judgment. I talked to Paul, Doug, and Doug and Paul talked to Paul and Doug many times, and I think they're coordinating closing and opening gates.
I tell you, what we've been spending
time cows and all of that.
Moving some cows in certain zones and trying to establish certain zones. As you enter the ranch, that's off limits. Is that correct?
The
two fields
on. Need to evaluate it. I think we're going to have to mow it this year.
Right.
Yeah.
So I've kind of told Doug to stay out of that, up on the airstrip. We push cows up there. How's it the well hill, which is secured? There's water there. We're going to talk about some fence that goes from Lake Wash, comes all the way across Larry Barry property, right through there, down. To that acre, that was that 5 acres that was planted right there. I think that's 5 acres.
Yeah.
Under the wash, all the way to the cattle guard, that's secure. So there's another zone there that kind of stretches up around half of them to the cattle guard there. We found this morning that the cows were kind of going through the busted side of the cattle guard, so we temporarily put some stuff there. But we have these zones that we can move them in. It's really working out.
Good.
How many zones?
Shoot. 5 or 6 right now, not counting the zones up north, up other way.
How about we call the pastures a number?
Okay.
Make math a number.
Yeah.
And it would be great for you and Doug, he's going to be up there a lot next week, to make sure that you have a good identification of these two new fences. I shouldn't say two new ones, but two fences that he anticipates that we...
And I talked to him about that. One of them was that fence that we fixed that goes down into the wash.
Right.
That one's done.
Okay.
The fence that, the drift fence, I think was another fence.
I think there was one more. But let's get them on a map, cover them, and we have it. So when Doug's talking to me on the phone about some fence, I can say, you mean fence A or B?
Is there any reason that you want to protect the pastures beside the county room?
We had the forage culture experiment going there, and our extension agents told us that we should not raise those for 3 to 4 years.
The one side's looking really good. It's the north side, and I think we're being powerful.
And so we're trying to kind of, work that with fairly expensive. Seed, and so we don't want it to damage. We at least would want to get him up there and evaluate what kind of stance is there, and they expect you to have to choose or keep one more year of protection. So that's what but on a normal basis, like that sure would be used to have some of those. Yeah. So I think that you're probably going
to
I think our next
category above strong enough.
Our most critical category should be where the deer fence is. We agree that. A good wide one, but it's going to be a critical cattle management thing. Painting the rear for everybody to soft and hoping to close. So that's what I have to work on. So I appreciate your attention to those fences, gates, and
there's a lot of work left to kind of create zones. I think financially we'll be able to do it over the years really.
And then I would just add, there's going to be a time where you're probably going to have to be doing a bunch of mowing here in a month or so.
Yeah.
The entrance areas.
You did a lot of mowing out in the restroom.
Yeah. I can give you foxtails out of every car anywhere I am.
Did they explain all the weaklings?
That explains a lot of intolerance. discussion of trading fence cedar for one annual assessment.
Yeah, I think that's a good deal.
That's, I think, a good deal. Broadcast here, we need it. I would make a motion to approve such.
I would second that.
Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Hey. Drive my train, it's made up. That's how we should deal with it. Grazing fees, Hunts agreed to the new fee. We had a great match, Jeff.
Oh, good.
Here, Jeff, next week, too. Facility and cabin maintenance, I know Kathy isn't here, but I would like maybe Paul to take the lead on this discussion in particular about some of the doors and, anything we need to be aware of, that we're not.
The discussion on the doors, I recently, Home Depot closed. And I ended up just buying two doors from the comfort shop so I could get the doors that were ordered for the yard cabin, the doors that were ordered for the comfort shop. The wrong doors, wrong sizes, wrong, maybe they were just the wrong doors. One three on doors, I did it was left.
We have a hard time putting them in.
No, they end up in the wrong side.
Oh, that's okay.
So you're able to return them and get...
Well, that's... I need to get the address and a phone number so I can call them and see what we...
I mean, unless you're a super craftsman, I don't think we should be able to...
Yeah, those were all cut to size.
Yeah.
I measured the yard cap 30 inches to be able to slide a 30-inch rehung door in there. Zero problems. Done.
Right, so we have a frame in, yeah.
Well,
and but we don't have a frame in the
upper
stuff, do we? I mean, do we have the door frame?
Three-month door. I installed myself.
And that means the casing there. That's
fine.
And it's well cut to size.
I think what's going to end up happening is the door I got, has a window, but we're going to put some stuff on it. It's not going to be where you can see inside. Just on the one with the shower. I have another one there to air it out. But I need to take those other doors back. Basically, just go by from Home Depot. Same style door. It's a metal fiberglass inside. And a window. And just redo all of those.
Is it a clear glass? So we can just
yeah, no, you can buy this stuff.
The problem is where you can spray it.
Somebody measures it, they write it down, they give it to somebody else.
I've done it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And, unless you take the broken door back to them and say, give me a door that exactly does this.
Well, I was there.
The odds of it happening.
I was there when the person measured it. I'm not going to mention it. I was there when he measured it. And for whatever reason, the wrong door. And.
Okay, well, move on.
Okay. There are people that had that problem.
Yeah.
Not an issue, but I just need to know that. Okay, I can move forward with this and send the other door back.
Yeah, the thing that I would like to establish is that we kind of set a door as a door standard.
Right. And that take a look at this door the next time you're out there.
Okay, I will. Yeah, after 5 years, we have doors that look like they belong there.
It matches the same door.
It has a sliding window,
yeah.
So it opens your ventilation. So, keep going. You can go to the ranch manager's report too if you'd like. I don't
need like to
no van issues, no issues.
Kathy Duvall, the deal that she's talking about here.
The trash?
Yeah.
The, what was it last year? I got a brush on an area where a lot of people started coming there. There's trees, not rocks or trash.
Right.
Trees and shrubs. The irrigation kind of ran right through that thing. I wanted have a perfect flow right here. Right in the spot. Over.
Yeah. Make sure I put in a pretty good size in the tank.
And then another thing is,
looking at them yesterday, I think there's probably only four or five that are really usable. The rest are free. The rest of them have really gone bad over the years, and the weather's taking their toll on them, unfortunately.
Yeah, but they're concrete. Concrete can be repaired.
But it's hard. And when Brent tried to put the ones together with broken pieces, he spent as much time patching them and repairing them when he did this in Slide Canyon as he did setting them in there. Because what they would do, anytime you had a place that didn't match completely, you would get an erosion underneath the pipes then. Because that's the way the water wanted to go. So they really have to be made so they fit very close together. Or have some way to seal that all the way around them when you put them in.
Suggesting with the concrete, so what were your
suggestions? So that they match? So there's
first of all, I think we ought to decide what's usable and where it needs to go.
The board ought to go down there and really look at them individually. Cause
and what's not usable, so if they're done
with the paint caps,
there's probably not any hazard with that.
Just poison.
But let's not dump on the rocks. And they're going to need to be broken up and dumped in the wash. We need to try to push erosion protection by that one.
I think each one of those weighed around 2 tons. So it's really it's a big
small
thing to move.
Small pieces of it weigh a whole lot less.
Yeah.
That's why I say. But you're still talking a piece of equipment.
Right.
The front end loader of the
Kubota. That's very strong.
They have a lot of steel.
Fourth of July.
We'll just take a bite away.
Okay. All right. Well,
Brent and I are trying to get the forklift running. And hopefully by the time I come down next time, we'll put some time together and we'll have it running. And then it'll only take a few minutes. Because the forklift will pick up 3,500 pounds easy.
Yeah.
And then we can move them to the edge and then you can push them over. The ones that we want to throw away, then push them over. Or we can load the ones that are good onto our truck and move them.
He needs to get something. The most critical need that I knew of was the road that goes from Holdout area over to Metal Canyon on that road.
Yeah, those would be great for, especially where a lot of water goes through, because they carry a lot of water.
So the good ones that are there, I think Matt still has an idea of where they need to go.
Yeah.
That's not all I got.
Couple
should
go on the
wash
into hidden
measure work.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That bridge there needs a big one.
So
that'd be...
A little culvert in it right now?
Yeah.
Along the little culvert.
Yeah. It's got no culvert.
Going into the hidden measure one? Yeah. Roll those three boys out a long time ago. In there now.
There's a board you can walk from. Okay, any other things? Going once, twice, three times.
Oh, Dad, I'm working. I've done that.
Okay, so 3 seconds, I'll favor.
Aye.
Aye.